When the story's weak and the writing's bad, you know it's just for fix and giggles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Number One Sensation Just for Fix and Giggles podcast. I am Kat.
And I'm Gustav.
How are you, Gustav? First time talking to you today, huh?
Yeah, this is definitely the first recording we've done in a while.
Yep. Whoa, 100%. 100%.
I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing good.
Yeah, doing pretty good. So I'll just start by explaining this is kind of a special episode. I won't go into the full details on why it's special just yet.
It's special because it's our 1 year anniversary. Yay!
Yeah, woo! Applause, cue applause, sound effects. Woo,
yay! I used that same one that I used for the little announcement thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A little, yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah. we'll add that in.
But we thought that since it was a 1 year anniversary, we thought that it would be fun to read a fanfic that I wrote, which is sort of like inspiration for the podcast.
Part of not the reason, fully. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the reasons. But we'll get into that lore later. I think we should start with hit segment mail time. Let me do the mail time jingle.
Also for the first time today.
Yeah, also for the first time. Mail time.
Nice.
Wow, that was, thank you, man. I really felt that one in my soul. Okay, so this is an email from someone who has written in before. I believe that we read it in the most recent minisode for social skills.
Yes. Yeah.
It's from friend of the podcast, Alex. Shout out to Alex.
Hi, Alex.
The subject line is, "You came back." And it reads, "Hey, Kat and Gustav. Thanks so much for returning to your social skills miniseries. I love all your accents and whatnot. No offense, Kat, but Gustav does a better Jersey accent."
Let's go.
I don't know, man. I feel like the one that I did.
Alex. Much appreciated.
Shut up. shut the fuck up. I feel like the one that I did that was definitely not Australian was much more accurate.
Yes, all those Australians that live in New Jersey.
And to prove that, I'm going to read the rest of this email in a Jersey accent. So Alex continues by saying, "My husband is from Jersey, and we lived in Vermont for a time. I got so excited when I occasionally checking in and then saw there was an update. I had to show my husband. We didn't listen immediately since we were kind of shit-faced. But we sobered up and sat outside with our animals. Cats, dog, and a domesticated fox, if you were wondering, and just focused. It was nice. His only critique was that your Tam voice..." Sorry, I misread that. Didn't mean to change your words, Alex. "His only crit was your Tam voice. Tam is a Vietnamese student who just moved to Texas for his dad's business." Mary, friend of the podcast, Mary informed me, Gustav, that Tam has like a very neutral accent.
Okay, good. I was like, I don't want to do the Vietnamese
accent. Yeah,
no.
That would definitely be something where we would stop recording and delete it.
Yeah.
Not speaking from personal experience of what just happened. the lost episode. And then I will continue. They closed the email by stating, "I love the fruity gum. I only drink after hubby. Funny joke, Cat. And I'm a waffle coner and a cheese whizzer. LOL. Thanks so much for the shout out, Alex."
Okay, now
thanks so much for writing, Alex.
Now that I was listening closely to your accent, it is a little bit Australian sounding. Like, it sounds like it could easily slip into an Australian accent.
I hear you. I appreciate what you're saying, but my truth is my truth, Gustav.
I respectfully disagree.
But as for you, Alex, thank you so much for writing in.
Yeah, thanks for
and
dropping
I'm glad
us a
that
line.
You, yeah, always.
Feel free to stop
listening
on by anytime there.
Yeah, yeah. We love Jersey.
Definitely one of my top favorite states.
Yeah, me too. Hey, what do they say? Jersey.
Forget about it.
That's was that better?
Too. Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay. Alex, let me know. Let me know how I did. it's probably equal favorite.
Everybody's segment. Second most favorite. Everyone's tied for first.
Yeah, tied for first. Is Muppet time. So let me hit you with that Muppet time jingle. Muppet time.
Whoa, that was a new one. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. That was good. Yeah, just a little something I'm working on. So I'm gonna send you this right now. And this Muppet does have something to do with the fan fiction we are reading.
Whoa, he is...
Describe him to me.
He is fuzzy. Okay, so this is an orange / red fox. I guess he's a fox.
Sure.
And he's very, very fuzzy. I like him.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy. Wuzzy.
That has
nothing to do with this. Anyway, so this Muppet's name is Jamie Foxx.
Okay, fuck it, let's go. That's funny.
Jamie Foxx is a fox character who appeared on Sesame Street in episode 4111.
Oh my god, I didn't realize Sesame Street had that many episodes. I guess it is.
And you want to know what year this came out?
I feel like it must be fairly recent. Yeah.
No, babe. 2006.
Oh my god, that was episode. It must be on episode like 10,000 by now.
I'll Google what episode is Sesame Street on.
Come on, somebody's gotta have kept count.
Okay, yeah, I'm scrolling to the bottom. Okay, you said what episode do you think we are? I will say we are on. This last season ended. July 24. We're not there yet. I think it's going to end
July 24th. Yeah.
So this is season 54. But what's your guess?
I'm gonna say like. I do think it's over 10,000. I'm gonna say 10,100, somewhere in there.
Okay. So by the time July 4th comes around for the final episode, it'll be episode 5,435.
Oh, okay. That's it? Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I guess there's only 300 days in a year, and it doesn't run literally every single day, but it does run pretty much constantly.
Beginning with the 44th season, the episode numbers reflect the production season and the episode sequence rather than the simple chronological numbering used in the first 43 seasons.
Oh, okay.
For example, 4401 is not the 4,401st episode in the series. It's actually the 4,328th. It is just numbered like based off of seasons.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough.
That makes sense. Anyways, back to Jamie Foxx. he really short bio. He sang the alphabet with Elmo and Jamie Foxx in a segment called "Will the Real Jamie Foxx Please Stand Up?" A duck named Jamie Foxx also appears in the sketch.
All right.
That's it.
All right. So another one-off character.
Yeah. Well, what do you like about him?
The name is clever. He's cute.
Sure. He's cutie.
I do like foxes, just in general.
Yeah, you do. Was it Fox Socks Thursday? What was it?
Fox Shirt Friday, I think.
Fox Shirt Friday. Thank you.
Yeah. Or no, it was
Thursday.
Shout
out to Morgan Elise.
Yeah. Fox Shirt Thursday. It was Thursday.
Right, word.
Yeah, because it was the day I had my lesson.
No.
I'm gonna give him. I think I'll give him a. I'll give him a 7.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
he's a cutie. All right, so I bet y'all are wondering, how is this related? Even though I know you read the title to this podcast. Assuming.
Can I guess?
Bitch, you know.
I know. I was going to try to be funny.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'll let the comedy happen. Go ahead.
Is it Fantastic Mr. Fox?
You want to think of a funnier answer? Than take that
I couldn't think of another thing as a fox in it.
Okay. No, it's not. It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
No way! Yeah, no, I knew that.
Yeah, well, okay, so a little lore and backstory. Gustav, close your eyes.
Alright, yep. Set the scene for me.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Audience, you can play along if you want to as well. Just be safe. Make good choices.
If you're flying an airplane.
Yeah, if you're flying an airplane or driving a car, keep them open. All right, so the year is 2019. It's a December. You're sitting in the pickle jar at University of North Carolina School of the Arts.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm there.
You're me. Yeah, you can smell the grilled cheese being made and the world famous Philly cheesesteaks, according to my father. Dude, he loves them. Anyways,
they're not bad.
I'll tell you the story never
did. Okay.
So anyways, your eyes are closed. And you're thinking, you drank four Red Bulls while you're finishing your exams with your friend Chelsea. Shout out Chelsea, fan of the podcast. And you turn in your last one, but you don't want to leave. You're having a good time. So you decide, I'm going to write fan fiction. But I'm going to write one that's so self-aware that it's fan fiction and try and make it really popular. And so you immediately write four... You can open your eyes.
Okay.
So basically, I decided I was going to write fan fiction and I was going to write it purposely for the reasoning of wanting to get famous. And you know what? I did for a little bit.
It popped off there.
It really did. People would message me and asking me to please continue it. And it had a lot of great comments, which I'm really excited to revisit and hear you read. So it's unfinished. So we are reading an unfinished product. I'm so sorry, you guys. But I think you'll enjoy it nonetheless. Are you excited, Gustav?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite pastimes, was writing a chapter at Alex's apartment and then having you on FaceTime and reading it as a group. It's a good time. So why don't we start the read? And you can take over.
All right.
Oh, buddy of mine.
So this is...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is Nux Amy story, Forbidden Love. By Constant Stream.
I wonder who that is.
Weird username, but okay.
Listen, I wanted to do something that would not be linked back to me, so I picked two words that aren't in my canon.
Well, too bad, Buster. Now it's on the air.
Oh, no. Bleep it, bleep it, bleep it.
Bleep it, yeah. Well, look, I mean, we always post a fix so people can follow along anyway. They're going to see it.
Well, you know what? My views are going to skyrocket now. That's all I care about.
Yeah, that's right. Woohoo! Second wave, baby.
Yeah, woof. I'm here for it.
All right. So here's chapter one. Pink is a forbidden color. God. Fuck, what does Knuckles sound like? I always played Sonic, so...
All right. Do you want me to read anything?
You can be Amy and Tails, and I'll do Knuckles and Sonic.
And then everyone else.
Mr. Eggman, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Dr. Eggman.
Spoilers, dude, spoilers.
People know the Sonic characters, man.
Shh. Okay, right.
Okay.
All right, Amy's and Tails.
All right, I'll be Knuckles. What is this feeling? I don't understand. The same two sentences run through Knuckles' head every night while he lays in bed. He's afraid to admit his love for one, Amy Rose. After years of running with her and working with her, something just clicked. Knuckles' view of Miss Rose has changed. She's the most beautiful creature I've ever seen, he whispers. Her cute pink hair, her big green eyes, her beautiful red dress. The only thing stopping him from telling her is Sonic. Knuckles knows that Amy is Sonic's forever lover. Loving Amy is against bro code and is totally not cool. But feelings are feelings, and they can't be stopped. Even so, Sonic and Amy aren't really dating. Knuckles finally begins to drift off to sleep. Oh, this is you. soothing voice is calling out.
It's just me, Amy. We're alone.
Knuckles jolts up. Rats, another dream. He wipes the sweat from his brow and falls asleep, for real this time. The next morning, Knuckles makes his way to the kitchen, only to find Amy sitting at the table, alone. She looks up and they make eye contact. She smiles.
Hey, Knuckles.
She says cheerfully. Knuckles awkwardly laughs.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
He nervously stutters his way through the sentences.
Oh, I'm fine.
She gets up and walks towards him.
Still a little tired, but I'll survive.
Knuckles cackles. That's really funny. He tried too hard.
Right.
Amy politely responds. She always likes to make people feel comfortable.
So true. Oh, I'm thirsty.
She says. She starts to reach for a glass, but accidentally brushes up against Knuckles' arm. He blushes and quickly jumps back.
Ah, sorry, in the way,
he says quickly. Amy looks at him perplexed, but decides to ignore it. Knuckles starts to think.
I should just tell her. There's no reason for me not to. Nothing bad will happen. Come on, Knuckles, come on.
He takes some deep breaths and starts to speak.
Amy, can I be honest with you about something?
Of course. You can talk to me about anything.
She smiles. Knuckles trembles. He can't help but melt at her smile.
It's just perfect. Right. So, I've been meaning to talk to you about this for some time now, but I've been too scared to say anything. Look, Amy, I think I'm in love. Hey, yo! How's everyone today?
Sonic bursts in and cuts off Knuckles. Defeated, Knuckles replies, I'm alright. Amy looks at Knuckles.
We can talk later, alright?
She squeezes his arm and goes to sit with Sonic at the table.
So close, Knuckles thinks to himself. Almost.
Wow, crazy right. First chapter, man.
Let's read these comments. Knuckles Zero, the Zero Inner Jack, says...
What the fuck?
Freyend Zone. Freyend Zone, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
And one reply... Jajo underscore Poochie says,
LOL!
Would.
Okay.
I would just like to state that first chapter has a little over 800 views, and it drastically drops from there. Please continue.
Chapter 2, Love at First Spot. Breakfast left Knuckles feeling really shook up. He almost blew his secret in front of Sonic. That would only make things worse. To help... Oh my god, they're doing the recycling outside. Like dumping bombs.
Oh. It's loud. Don't hear it.
Well, it might show up on the recording, so that's what it is, everybody.
Oh.
Okay. That would make things worse. To help get things off his mind, Knuckles heads to the gym for his workout.
Lifting and running always helps get things off my mind, he thinks. Let's work this thing out.
When he finally arrives at the gym, he sees a familiar car. It's a pink Volkswagen Beetle.
Slay.
He reads the license plate. Pink Rose. He stops dead in his tracks. It's Amy's car. He starts to turn around, but before he could get away, he hears a voice calling for him.
Knuckles? Hey, Knuckles!
It's Amy. Shoot, he mutters to himself. He's been caught. Now he has to go to the gym. Amy dashes over to him. Knuckles takes some deep breaths. He wasn't expecting this to happen.
Hey, I didn't know you were coming to the gym today. Otherwise, I would have offered to drive you.
She smiles and nudges his shoulder. Knuckles trembles a bit. Her touch always makes him feel warm.
Yeah, well, it was a last-minute decision. I decided to come, so I just jogged here.
He looks down at his feet, nervous.
Oh, well, let me drive you back. We can talk about what you wanted to tell me on the way back.
She smiles again and heads inside. Knuckles watches her walk away.
She's just so lovely.
Knuckles justices to himself.
Jushes?
I don't know, man.
I love when I be josh when I jushes to myself.
Me when I'm jushing. Gushes to himself.
I love her.
After making his way into the gym, Knuckles heads over to the treadmill. He puts in his headphones, starts up the machine, closes his eyes, and starts his jog.
This is nice, he thinks to himself.
Knuckles loves jogging. After jogging 5 miles, he decides to head over to the lifting area. Knuckles also loves to lift weights. Lift weights. He starts setting up his barbell when Amy heads over. Knuckles looks up, only to see her smiling at him.
Oh, Amy, hey, need anything?
Knuckles asks politely, secretly hoping she'd say yes.
Just wanted to check in on you, that's all.
She replies.
Maybe I could spot you?
Knuckles smiles.
Yes, sure, that'd be great, actually.
Knuckles lays down under the barbell, and Amy stands behind him, ready to help him move the barbell off the stand.
Ready?
Ready.
Amy helps move the barbell, and Knuckles starts lifting. He does 30 reps and then, with the help of Amy, puts the barbell back on the stand.
Phew, that felt great, Knuckles says, winded. Thanks so much for your help.
Amy giggles.
No problem. I love spotting for people.
Knuckles stands up and starts to take the weights off.
Actually,
Amy starts.
You look extremely handsome when you lift.
Bang! Ow! Knuckles drops a 20-pound weight on his foot. Amy's compliment caught him by surprise. He couldn't believe it.
Oh my god! Knuckles, are you okay?
Amy yells, running over to him.
Here, let's go get you some ice.
She puts her arm around him and helps him walk over to the locker room.
This can't be happening, Knuckles thinks while blushing profusely. He is in shock from the weight, but also from the compliment and the touching. This has to be a dream.
Okay.
This builds, man. This builds.
The comments say... Oh, we have a lot of comments. So back on...
Yeah, two.
Actually, you look extremely handsome. Liar Moren says... Damn, she threw the deadly phrase.
Did you say liar?
Lawyer.
Okay, yeah.
Liar.
Yeah,
liar.
Sorry, I just can't trust that you can read, apparently.
Well, I'm fucking up today. after Knuckles drops the weight, people replied and said, FNAFFan88 says, oof. Knuckles Zero, the Zero Enerjack says, oh shit.
Oh, he's back.
Yavali, which I think is Portuguese, maybe? I don't know.
All I know is that it says this comment may be offensive.
So Yavali might be a swear in whatever language that is. Any foreign language speakers, sound off in the comments. Let us know what that is.
Yeah.
Captain Zoom 500 First says, Amy.
Oh, shit.
And then Hyphen says, ouch, he won't be walking on that foot for a while. He won't be walking on that foot for a while. Bazinga. And then the general comments say, Lawyer Moren says again, I'm going to open a petition to increase the chapters.
Yeah, I definitely heard that comment and...
You were like, oh shit.
Yeah, I pondered it in my heart like Mary.
Okay, chapter
there
3.
There might be 20 chapters of this so far, but the reading time that Wattpad gives is 44 minutes.
Well, we're going to go a little bit over.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, chapter 3. Close, but no cigar. Amy and Knuckles reach the locker room. Quickly, Amy grabs a bag and fills it with ice.
Here.
She hands Knuckles the bag.
I'm so, so sorry, Knuckles.
Knuckles takes the bag and places it on his throbbing foot.
Amy, it's fine, honest. It was an accident caused by me. I slipped.
Amy looks down at her feet.
Right. It totally wasn't me flirting with you.
Knuckles jolts up, shocked.
What?
Knuckles and Amy stare into each other's eyes.
Nothing.
Amy turns away, but Knuckles placed his hand on Amy's shoulder.
I hate how I said that.
Well, too bad. It's on the air, baby.
It's in post.
No, please tell me, Amy.
A minute passes in silence, but it feels like an eternity. Finally, Knuckles breaks the silence.
Look, this morning I was trying to tell you I have...
Knuckles takes his beat, breathes, and closes his eyes, scared.
Feelings for you.
Another minute of silence.
I like you too, Knuckles.
Amy whispers. Knuckles' jaw drops.
You what?
He's practically speechless.
Yeah, that sounded it.
Amy nods, smiling at him.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was one-sided. I never thought you actually, you know, liked me.
Knuckles blushes.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Amy scoots closer to him.
I've honestly liked you for months, maybe a year. I've just been too scared to say anything. I was worried you wouldn't feel the same and it would make things awkward.
Awkward. Knuckle.
I think it was just pretty awkward.
Knuckles runs his fingers through Amy's flowy pink hair. Slowly, they lean into each other. Their lips barely meet.
Whoa, I'm sorry. Wait, Amy? Knuckles?
They look over only to see Sonic.
God, the best meme this friendship has.
Amy? Knuckles?
Knuckles? What are you doing here?
Okay, let's read the comments. So, okay.
Today, Junior.
I'm trying to figure out context, sorry. Okay. When Amy is hesitating to tell Knuckles, repeat commenter, Lawyer Moren says, this way she will kill two people, me and Knuckles. I guess with anticipation. When she says that, when Knuckles says he has feelings for Amy, same commenter, bro. And then people at the end say, when Sonic comes in, Shiftlet says, well, buck. Lawyer Moren.
Censored.
Yeah. Lawyer Moren says, it's getting better! All caps. Pro34 Reed E4 says, oh no. Knuckles Zero, the Zero Enerjack, repeat commenter, says, Chelos, which I think is also another language that I don't know which one it is.
Here, let me Google.
I want to say Portuguese, but I'm not sure.
Detect language, Chelos. Spanish.
Oh, Spanish.
For
okay.
The and it translates to jealousy.
I don't think that's right.
Well, Google Translate said it, and you know what? I trust the internet. When has it lied to me before? Don't answer that.
Okay, chapter 4. Play it forward.
Knuckles, Amy, what the heck?
Sonic was shaking with anger. His eyes filled with rage. Blood vessels popping, sweat dripping down his brow.
This can't be happening,
Amy said to herself. Knuckles starts to lose his breath.
Sonic, bro, it isn't what it looks like, honest, Knuckles exclaimed.
He's telling the truth, Sonic,
Amy chimed in. The lovers stood and made their way towards the blue machine, Knuckles limping a bit.
Oh, okay, then explain to me why you both were so close, almost kissing even.
Amy starts to panic. What could they possibly say to cover this up? But before Amy could even speak, Knuckles blurted something out.
I'll play!
A moment passes, and nothing is said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What? Sonic questions.
We're both in a play. We are the romantic leads. We were just practicing while I iced my injured foot.
Sonic looked down at Knuckles' foot, thought, and then shrugs.
Alright, seems legit. You better invite me to opening night. I want to sit front row and center.
Sonic punched Knuckles' shoulder in a friendly bro fashion and headed out. Knuckles and Amy sat in silence, too scared he might return and spot something again. After 10 minutes fast. Sorry, 10 minutes pass.
Fast?
I don't know. Amy finally broke the silence. Damn, there's a lot of silence breaking.
Sorry. Felt appropriate. That was me speaking, not the character. How are we going to do this?
She asks.
I mean, this is a big secret to keep. We all live together. How could we possibly keep this out of Sonic's knowledge?
Knuckles pondered, then jumped up as quickly as he could without hurting his still throbbing foot.
I've got it!
Amy stands up, putting one hand on her hip and raises an eyebrow.
Slay.
She couldn't wait to hear what Knuckles had come up with.
Tails!
Tails?
Amy asked.
Yes, Tails. I once got him out of a date with Cream, and let's just say, he owes me a big favor.
I forgot I put that in there. Oh, well, that's perfect. We can get him as a lookout for us.
Knuckles smiled. Their plan is on its way, as well as their new blooming relationship. Amy lays her head on Knuckles' shoulder.
So, does this mean we're boyfriend and girlfriend?
Knuckles asks. Amy kisses his cheek.
Mwah. Yes, it does.
They share their first kiss. It lasts for a couple seconds until Knuckles quickly pulls away.
Oh no,
he mutters.
What is it?
The play. What are we going to do about this play?
Sacre bleu! More fucking comments.
Our biggest fan, Lawyer Marend, comes back and says, this will work out very well, trust me. And then...
I wonder if it does.
Shift Lit says, say it was canceled! I don't know what they're talking about.
The play!
Oh, okay. Oh, true, yeah, actually. Come on! You know what? Shift Lit has a good point. Why don't they just say that? Oh, never mind it. No budget.
I wonder if the author takes that note.
Knuckles Zero the Zero Enerjack says, La del Titanic. And Kitty Cat Crumble replies, yep, laughing emoji.
It says, that of the Titanic.
Okay, I got that one. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay. Chapter 5. Tails, can you keep a secret?
We need to get home before Sonic!
Knuckles muttered. Oh, sorry, he muttered that.
We need to get home before Sonic.
Amy was speeding down the highway.
We'll make it, Knuckles. Calm down.
Amy reassured him.
Sonic was only on his 65th mile when we left.
When they arrive home, they see the light on in Tails' room.
Thank God!
Knuckles cried. They quickly got out of Amy's car and ran straight to Tails' room, only to find him sleeping in his bed.
Tails!
Amy screamed. Tails jolts up and lets out a little cry of fear.
Goodness, guys, what's wrong?
Oh, that was perfect, dude. That was good.
It felt right in the moment.
No, that was accurate. That is literally what he sounds like.
All right, yeah.
Tails cried. Knuckles sat at the head of Tails' bed and looked him in the eyes.
Tails, remember that one time I covered for you when Cream asked you out?
Tails nods quickly.
Yeah, you really saved me there, man.
Knuckles smiled.
Well, I need to cash in my IOU right now, all right?
Tails looked at Knuckles, puzzled.
Okay, what is it? God, this is going to do wonders on my voice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're going to be feeling that tomorrow.
Amy held Knuckles' hand.
What the heck?
Tails mumbled.
Listen, Amy and I are dating, Knuckles responded.
Tail flies up
into
the air.
What do you mean? Oh, so sorry I cut you off. Please read that again.
Tails flies up into the air.
What do you mean you two are dating? This can't be happening. Amy, you are Sonic's girl.
Amy grabbed Tails' hand and pulls him down.
No, I was never Sonic's girl. He never went for me. I'm also my own person and belong to no one.
Tails nods, knowing she is right.
It's feminism. How did this start?
He asked. Knuckles and Amy brief him on their feelings for one another, the gym accident, and the almost kiss. They mention how Sonic caught them almost kiss, but they convinced him it wasn't what it looked like.
Well, what exactly do I have to do?
Tails asked. Amy hugs.
Oh, thank you, Tails. This means so much to us. Thanks for helping us.
Knuckles rustled Tails' hair. Knuckles rustled Tails' hair and laughs.
Look, we really need a lookout for when Sonic is on his way towards us, whether it's in the house or somewhere in public. Can you handle that?
Pshaw! Of course! Why did I write... God, anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just taking in my work right
now.
It's a really magical moment.
Reliving,
it's been
reliving
a while since
experience.
We've read those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pshaw! Of course! I'll keep my eyes on him and text you when he's approaching. Perfect!
Amy squealed.
There is... one more thing. We sort of, kind of, told Sonic we were in a play and that's why we were kissing.
Tails stares blankly at them.
Wow, you're having a mean
I know, one, but, yeah,
buddy.
No.
Yeah, the bullying stops now. Alright, are you expecting me to write a play?
Knuckles and Amy slowly smiled at him. They didn't even think about Tails writing the play.
Could you, Tails? Could you?
Amy begged. Tails sighed.
Sure.
Knuckles squeaked. Yay!
Oh.
They decide that the play will be about a boy and a girl who fall in love, but hide it from their best friend. Subtle, guys.
Oh.
Then, in the end, they reveal that Amy and Knuckles are the boy and the girl, and Sonic is the best friend.
Whoa. What?
I think this will be a nice way to come out to Sonic.
Hills responded.
This is like clipping the episode. I really hope I'm not butchering this.
I feel like that one clipped. I feel like I heard it.
Oh God, we're posting this no matter what. I'm not doing this shit again.
They all shake hands and part ways. Now, Knuckles needed to plan their first date.
No comments, thank God.
Thank God. Let's skip comments from now on. Takes too long. Okay. Chapter 6, First Date Antics. Knuckles hid away in his room and began to think about the perfect first date. He decided to make a list. He grabbed a piece of paper, a quill, and some ink, and started to jot down ideas. Okay, fucking, what year is it? He wrote...
2019.
He wrote, first date, dinner at Rouge's Pizza, picnic at Chow's Park, movie. Killing it, dude. Romance master. He looked over his list and thought about the pros and cons. Well, pizza is yummy, but Rouge might be working and she would definitely tell Sonic. Picnic would be cute, but chows are everywhere and very annoying. That leaves us with a movie. We both love cinema. We could go far away to see a movie. A theater where we know Sonic won't show up. He circled the idea and smiled. It's perfect. He then opened up his laptop. Why didn't he write this list on his laptop? It went to Fandango.com. Shout out Fandango.
Hey man, he's old school. Yeah, shout out Fandango.
To see what movies were out. He scrolled and scrolled and scrolled. Not sponsored. Until he found the perfect film. It was called Love at First Sight. The story of Helen Keller and blindness. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you could tell I definitely wrote this at like fucking 4 a.m.
He quickly bought two tickets for Friday night at 7 p.m., two nights away. He then sent Amy a text which read, meet me in my room Friday night at 6:30 p.m. And then he went to sleep.
Honk shoe.
Knuckles woke up on Friday with a pep in his step. The day of the first date finally arrived. He woke up at noon, got dressed, and went to
it's a Friday.
Eat a late lunch. I'll say. Once it got to be 6 p.m., he went to his room to get fancy. He put on a tie and a new pair of gloves. After seeing how silly he looked in a tie, he took it off. Knock, knock, knock. Oh, it must be Amy, Knuckles exclaimed. He went and opened the door. Amy stood there in a beautiful red dress with yellow buttons. Knuckles' breath was taken away. Amy blushed.
Hi,
she said. Knuckles took her hand and started to walk with her, only to see tails flying towards them.
Knuckles!
That's you.
I just said Knuckles.
Oh, okay. I think the mic cut it out because it was too loud.
The podcast will know.
Tails screamed. Clear, obviously, I just didn't hear it. What? Knuckles replied.
It's Sonic! He is on his way in!
Knuckles quickly dropped Amy's hand and the three of them stood there casually. Sonic walked in.
Hey guys, he said. How's it going?
Tails sweats.
Nothing.
Tails awkwardly replied. They all look at him with one eyebrow raised. Huh? He followed up with an...
I'm sorry. Knuckles and I were just going to see a movie. We've been meaning to see the Helen Keller film, so we decided to go together.
Sonic laughs.
Oh, how funny. You know, I've actually been wanting to see that too. I'll join you.
Dude. Bro. Not cool.
Read the room.
Sonic starts to walk towards the door.
We already have our tickets.
Knuckles rapidly replied, hoping this would stop the blue machine in his tracks. Sonic stopped and turned around.
Well, that's fine. I'll buy mine at the door. Meet you there. I'll run.
He took off, only to leave Knuckles, Amy, and Tails speechless.
I will say one of the comments is from that Knuckles Zero, the Zero in Nern Yak.
Yeah.
And they mention Hotel Trivago.
Chapter 7. Love is blind, and so is Sonic.
Tails, you have to come with us, Knuckles begged. You need to sit between us and Sonic. Maybe that way, we could at least have some moments on our own.
Tails thought to himself for a minute, then nodded in agreement.
All right.
Tails replied.
I'll come. The movie does sound interesting.
You're starting to turn into young Sheldon.
Shut up.
Amy smiled and hugged Tails.
I mean, honestly, I feel like they have similarities.
Yeah, probably.
Thank you so much, Tails. You're the best.
They then he headed out the door, got in
Okay, Amy's sorry. Car, I'll fix that later.
And drove to the cinema. You said that last time.
Shut up. No, I didn't.
When they got there, they saw Sonic waiting outside the building.
Hey, gang,
Sonic said while waving. Knuckles, Amy, and Tails waved back.
I decided I'll be joining you. Oh.
Tails said.
I just gotta buy my ticket.
He walked up.
I decided I'll be joining you.
He walked up to the Fuck booth, leaving the couple stuck with the blue machine for a bit.
So we got don't what what? So excited for this movie, you guys. Thanks for the invite. You invited yourself there, Bucko.
Yeah.
Sonic yelled. He didn't yell that part. That was me. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Gustav moment.
A classic Gustav moment. He placed himself between Knuckles and Amy and puts his arms around them. Knuckles awkwardly chuckled. Right. Us too. Amy replied. Oh, that was sorry. That was Amy. Sorry. I thought that was yeah. Knuckles.
Wait. Sorry. Way to silence women.
I'm sorry.
Right. Right. Us too.
Amy replied. Tails finally returned.
Got my seat,
said Tails. Great, let's go, Knuckles quickly replied. He took Amy's hand and started walking. Sonic questioned that action for a little bit, but quickly shrugged it off. They made their way to the cinema and sat down. Knuckles and Amy made their way down the aisle, but Sonic jolted in between them. Knuckles shot his head towards Tails and mouthed, Help! Tails ran down.
Sonic, here, sit with me!
And sat next to Amy with Sonic on the other side of him. Thank goodness, Knuckles thought. He sat down on the other side of Amy and smiled. The movie began to play. In the darkness of the theater, Knuckles and Amy were able to hold hands at some points. Luckily, Tails kept them from being close.
I wish we could kiss,
Amy thought to herself.
Maybe after the film.
Amy looked over to Knuckles. Knuckles doesn't notice. Amy blushed, thinking about the mere possibility of locking lips with him. Unknowingly to Amy, Sonic peeks, P-E-A-K-A-S.
Wait, is that wrong? Oh,
over towards her.
Sonic, pay attention.
Tails moved Sonic's head towards the screen.
Phew.
Tails thought. 2 hours passed and the movie ended. They get up to leave, and Tails looked over towards the couple.
Guys, run on out!
Tails whispered. They looked back at him, perplexed, but run out. They looked back at him, perplexed, but run out the end of the aisle, away from Sonic and Tails.
Wait, guys!
Sonic yelled. Tails stopped him.
Sonic, I want to show you something funny that happens at the end of the credits.
He sits him down. Sonic shrugged again.
Okay, Tails, whatever you say, buddy.
He patted him on the back.
Man, what a friend.
What a pal. Knuckles and Amy quickly ran outside.
I wonder why Tails told us to leave.
Amy pondered. Knuckles looked at her sweetly. I think I have an idea, he softly replied. Knuckles put his hand on Amy's chin and slowly leaned in and kissed her. What? Amy got on her tiptoes and closed her eyes. She wrapped her arms around his neck. They kissed for what seemed to be an eternity. They pulled away and looked at each other in the eyes. Sure hope so.
Guys!
Tails yelled at them. They turned to see him running out to them, with Sonic staggering behind them. They quickly backed away and looked casual.
Hey, why did you guys run away so quickly?
Sonic asked while he walked over to them.
Oh, we just had to go to the bathroom.
Amy replied while smiling.
Did you enjoy the film?
Tails asked, looking directly at Knuckles.
Yes, I had an amazing time, Knuckles replied. The date was perfect.
It sure was.
Chapter 8. Tails, playwright. Knuckles and Amy continued to date in secret. They were able to disguise gym trips, grocery runs, and bike rides as not dates. Sonic had no idea. What an idiot. However, time was ticking. And ticking fast.
We've got to tell Sonic,
Amy pleaded with Knuckles.
I don't want to hold this secret much longer. It's not fair to us, and it's not fair to Sonic.
Knuckles shook his head. Oh, God. Knuckles shook his head, shocked.
Not fair to Sonic? What do you mean?
Amy gently took Knuckles' hand and looked at him in the eyes.
He lives here, sweetie. Thus meaning he deserves to know. Plus, he's our friend.
Knuckles nodded his head and whispered, "You're right, as always," and grinned. They kissed and hugged, then stood up, hand in hand. Remembering Tails' promise about the play, see chapter 5, Knuckles and Amy walked down to his room. They knew it had to
time
be done.
Time passed, man.
Fast. Knock, knock. Tails opened his door.
"It's time, isn't it?"
Tails asked. They both nodded, in sync with one another. They walked into the room, shut the door, and sat down by Tails' desk. Tails pulled out his notebook, grabbed his quill and ink, and began to write. Knuckles and Amy helped him write. They gave insight on dialogue, helped him create drama, and spell-checked his work. They should help with this writer. They play
practice. Shut up! Constant Dream is doing their best!
The play practically wrote itself, though. It was easy enough considering they were telling the truth. Hours passed, and they were almost done when suddenly, bam!
"Hey guys, how's it hanging?"
Dude, this motherfucker does not knock. It was Sonic. Yeah, no shit. Tails quickly and discreetly covered the work with blueprints to a new... Oh, sorry. I read that as like a new plane, like a new plane of existence, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Discreetly covered the work with blueprints to a new plane he was planning on building. They all sweated a little.
We're good. Just working on things to help the battle against Eggman.
Amy said loudly and awkwardly. Sonic nodded, smiling. He was happy with the news, even though it was all false.
Fake news.
Great. Can't wait to see them. Oh, Knuckles and Amy. Can I speak with you in the kitchen? Thanks.
He exited. Knuckles and Amy looked at each other, then at Tails.
He knows.
Chapter 9. A talk with Sonic. Amy and Knuckles follow Sonic into the kitchen. There is sweat dripping on their brows.
Maybe it's not about us dating,
whisper Knuckles to Amy.
Shh. Bitch.
Did you say shush?
Yeah, I did. Okay, okay. I certainly did. Snippy with you now.
Replied Amy. I've got something to ask you two. Oh, sorry. I've got something to ask
you two.
That
didn't sound like Sonic.
I'm sorry, okay? I got
distracted. I've got something to ask you two, said Sonic. It's kind of important.
Knuckles takes a deep breath.
Look, Sonic, we've been meaning to tell you. Amy cuts him off.
That you talk to us. I guess the word can is inferred. You can talk to us about whatever and whenever you want.
Amy looks at Knuckles and smiles.
Right. So, I just wanted to get your opinion on what to get Tails for his birthday.
Knuckles smiles.
Oh, yes, right, of course. What else would you want to know?
Amy and Sonic look at Knuckles, confused.
Anyways, I was thinking a drone or something.
Amy nodded.
Yeah, I think you'd really like that. I was thinking about getting him a new tool set.
Sonic smiled. Nice choice, Miss Rose. He playfully punches her her shoulder.
But I knew you would choose something great. A smart, cute girl like yourself.
Amy blushes.
Oh, Sonic, you're too sweet.
Knuckles started to look angry. His red face turning even redder.
Oh. Wow, Sonic. Pretty flirty there, eh?
Said Sonicles. Sonicles?
Sonicles?
that's another ship. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, the next fic I write. I mean, the next fic that Constant Stream writes.
Yeah. Said Knuckles. Sonic looked down and smiled.
Well, what can I say? I have good taste.
Knuckles stormed out the room.
What's that about? Sonic asked.
Sonic asked?
Oh, you know Knuckles. Always angry, that's him.
Amy covered. Sonic agreed. Amy excused herself and went to look for Knuckles in the house, but he was nowhere to be found.
I'm getting real tired of your shit, Gustav. Stop bullying him.
Chapter 10, the big fight.
Yeah, what's about to happen between us?
It's good. Oh, you're hearing it right now. Okay.
Life imitates art. Art imitates life.
Amy looks all around the house, but can't find Knuckles anywhere.
Knuckles!
She screams. No response, just silence. I wonder if the silence will be broken.
if we could pause this, I fucking would. Oh, I fucking would. The music would cut out too. It would be a silence. And you know what? And then I'll break it.
I'll break it.
Anyways, I'll continue to read.
Yes, go ahead.
The fiction. Where could he be?
Amy thinks. She starts to run down a mental list of Knuckles' favorite getaway spots. Amy decides to get in her car and drive around in hopes of finding him. After a good 30-minute ride around town, she finally spots her lover crying on a bench alone. Damn.
Fucking loser.
Okay. Damn.
I love when men feel their feelings.
Amy quickly slams on brakes, parks the car, and runs.
Which I corrected, if you would notice.
Did you?
Yeah, because it used to be B-R-E-A-K.
Well, it should be the brakes.
People say slam on brakes.
No, they don't.
Fans of the podcast,
sound off in the comments.
Sound of the comments. Do you ever just, I don't know, slam on brakes?
Oh, whenever I'm driving.
Get it out. Go ahead. This is the final episode.
Fucking spit it out.
This is the last episode we do. Anyways.
Next episode.
Babe!
It's just like an apology. But like, unfortunately, we had to cancel
like
the podcast.
Like somber Gregorian music.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm sorry, Gustav
hasn't answered
my texts lately. He was like found. Yeah. Anyways, babe, what's wrong?
Amy asked, concerned. Knuckles refused to look at her. His eyes stayed pointed towards the ground. Amy slowly puts her hand on Knuckles's, but he quickly pulls away.
Knuckles, this isn't like you. Please talk to me.
Knuckles looks up with tears streaming down his red cheeks. I just can't take it anymore, he whispers, the way he talks to you. It hurts, Amy. I don't know how much longer I can put up with this being secretive. It's literally killing me inside. Oh, Amy begins to tear up. She nods. She too feels the pain. Who wants to keep their love from the world? It's unnatural and hurtful.
It feels like I should say gay rights after that. You're right,
Amy says gently.
No one should have to pretend.
Knuckles looks at Amy. He kisses her forehead.
Mwah.
I still think we need to go through with the play, says Knuckles. It's our safest bet. Amy nods and replies.
I agree. It would make me more comfortable. We just need to get Tails to finish it ASAP.
Amy and Knuckles stand up and get into Amy's car. They know that these next few hours are going to be spent doing one thing. Writing.
But they already wrote the play, right?
They helped them even proofread it.
I don't know what the fuck I was writing, man. You can tell I did not reread past chapters.
Chapter 11. Finish what was started.
Clearly.
Knuckles and Amy return to the house and immediately run into Tails' room.
Tails, we discussed it and we decided it's time we finish the play,
says Amy nervously, still pondering if they should even continue with the plan. Tails nods.
I figured it would come to a head eventually. So I took the liberty of writing it all when you two were busy the other day.
Tails pulls out a massive binder filled with paper.
Here you go, guys. Introducing Forbidden Love, a play by Miles Prower.
Biblical name right there.
His government name. Amy and Knuckles stand with their mouths agape in shock. You finished it for us? Asks Knuckles curiously with tears in his eyes. Damn, bro, it's not that deep.
It is to them. Okay.
Yeah, of course. I noticed how much time you two were spending together and figured I'd take it upon myself to finish it so you could have more time to fall in love.
Amy and Knuckles tilt their heads. They didn't know Tails was such a romantic.
This is great, Tails.
Squeals Amy.
Now we just need to memorize the several lines and block everything.
Knuckles smiles and nods in agreement. Get more than one copy? Knuckles asks, only to see Tails pulling out three other binders from under his desk.
Oh, sure. Of course. They're all handwritten with love. there are four characters. There is Amix.
Amix?
Amy's character, Shamey.
Tails hands her a binder.
Knuckles' character, Cuckles.
Yes, him a binder.
My character, Snails.
He puts down a binder for himself.
And one more character.
Amy and Knuckles tilt their heads in confusion this time.
Who is the other character?
Amy asks.
His name is Tonic.
Knuckles drops his binder.
What do you mean, Tonic? Tonic as in Sonic? Goodness, Tails, what are you gonna do? Ask him to join?
Amy rubs Knuckles' head back, calming him down.
No, actually, I called in a favor from someone.
Everyone's heads turn to the door. Fuck, what was my Eggman like? I forget.
I don't know, man.
Hey there, Sonic crew! How's it hanging?
Knuckles and Amy scream.
Eggman!
That was... Oh, Eggman! That was brilliant, Gustav.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Chapter 12, Enter Eggman.
My favorite Metallica song.
Yeah. Banger.
There is no way we are allowing Dr. Eggman to act in this play. He's just going to sabotage everything. He cannot be trusted.
Screams Amy. Tails places his hand gently on Amy's shoulder.
Amy, I talked to him. For once, he's on our side.
Knuckles and Amy look over to at Eggman, only to see him nodding in agreement.
If I'm being honest, the Eggman takes a beat, I've always rooted for you two. I don't know why, but I've just always seen you as a couple, never you and Sonic. That's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Knuckle laughs to himself. Amy nods, agreeing. For once, they side with Eggman. Who is this?
Eggman.
Eggman, okay. I could tell, I thought it might have been Knuckles, okay.
You, look, bitch.
I want things to be back to normal as much as you do. I miss chasing you and trying to kill you, respectfully, of course.
The three friends nod. They understand. All right, Knuckles starts. But do you have any acting experience? Tonic is a very important role. Dr. Eggman laughs jollily.
Knuckles, I studied drama at the
parentheses university.
North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Shout out.
I was born for the stage.
Amy replies.
Well, that would explain all your seemingly random and dramatic monologues that happen every time we see you.
Eggman shrugs.
What can I say? It's in my blood.
Eggman bows at the three friends. Everyone stands there in silence for a moment until Knuckles breaks the silence.
So, what exactly is the story?
Tails smiles.
Well.
Tails speaks. Sorry.
Son? It's about a girl, Shamey, and a boy, Cuckles. They meet and fall in love, only Shamey's friend Tonic keeps flirting with Shamey, even though he isn't a good match for Shamey. Then Snails comes in and tries to distract Tonic from the couple, only, well, let's just say things take a turn for the worse.
Amy gulps.
I hope it isn't a factual ending,
she says. Tails quickly shakes his head no.
Of course not. You two will be forever happy together. I just know it.
Dr. Eggman speaks up.
Well, Sonic is out grocery shopping, and that always takes hours.
Well, I thought he was supposed to be fast.
He likes to read.
Why don't we have a read-through really quickly?
Everyone nods. Mm-hmm. Over the next 3 hours, the gang and newly formed cast read through the story. Laughs are had, tears are shed. But one thing is for certain. This will surely get the point across.
All right.
Chapter 13. Showtime, Part 1. After a month of hard work, rehearsing, and memorizing, the night of the play came upon the cast and lovers. But just a couple hours before curtain, the cast finds themselves sitting backstage.
Wow, showtime already,
said Tails.
It's been a long time coming.
Everyone nods in agreement. The whole Nux-Amy relationship has been a thing for about 6 months. Dr. Eggman stands up and takes a deep breath.
It's been a blast. I really hope this turns out well for you two. I must be going, though. I need to get into character. I must channel Tonic and his life, emotions, and tongue.
Eggman walks away, leaving just Tails.
Big ol' kiss.
Just Tails, Knuckles, and Amy. The couple hold hands whilst taking deep, calming breaths. What they are about to do will change their entire lives. Time passes, and it is just 10 minutes until curtain. Backstage is hectic with everyone running around. Amy is sitting in her dressing room alone.
I can't believe this is happening. We're actually doing this,
says Amy to herself. Knock, knock. Amy jolts in her seat. She isn't expecting anyone.
Ooh, come in!
She hollers. She turns around, only to see Sonic standing in the doorway with red roses in his hand.
Hey, Amy. Just wanted to tell you break a leg tonight.
He hands her the roses.
And give you these.
Amy accepts the roses, smiling.
Oh my, Sonic. You didn't have to do this,
Amy says. Sonic gently places his hand on her shoulder.
I know. I just wanted to.
The blue blur smiles at Miss Rose. They both stare into each other's eyes. Slowly, Sonic leans in and kisses Amy, taking her by surprise. Damn. Pulling away, Amy backs up.
Sonic, I can't. I mean, I don't.
Amy starts to say, but she is quickly interrupted by Tails barging into her dressing room.
2 minutes till places, Miss Rose. 2 minutes.
Tails quickly flies out of the room. Sonic smiles.
See you out there, Miss Rose, he says jokingly.
Sonic leaves and closes the door, leaving Amy alone with her thoughts for just a moment. Amy makes her way to stage right. Across the stage, on the left side, she sees her love, Knuckles. He smiles at her. She smiles back. She then peeks. P-E-A-K-S.
Shut up.
Peeks out and views the audience. It's packed. Almost immediately, she notices Sonic sitting front and center.
I'm sorry.
Oh, are we switching roles?
No.
I think that might be confusing for our audience.
Just read the line.
He's gonna be heartbroken,
whispers Amy.
But should I tell Knuckles about the kiss?
She hears footsteps approaching. Amy turns around, only to see Dr. Eggman covered head to toe in blue face paint. She can't help but giggle.
Hello, Tonic,
she says, greeting the pretend blue blur. Eggman bows.
Hello to you, Shamey.
Oh.
Amy bows her head back at Eggman. The lights dim, and the audience starts to applaud. Tails, aka Snails, walks out onto the stage. It looks like a kitchen, similar to the house the gang lives in. He begins to speak.
3 friends, 2 lovers, 1 heartbreak. This is the tale we tell today.
He smiles and starts flapping his tails and takes flight.
We find ourselves in small...
This is so funny in context now. Yeah.
We find ourselves in small town Ohio.
Oh my god, Ohio! Skibbity Riz!
Wait, sorry, what?
I don't know. Wait, only in Ohio.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to pause. What?
That's like part of like those brain rot memes, like, you know.
I thought something happened in Ohio recently.
No. That's why you started laughing about Ohio.
No, I just forgot. I just thought it was funny that I picked Ohio.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, okay. I'll start over.
We find ourselves in small town Ohio. The setting, a house occupied by 4 friends. Tonic, Shamey, Cuckles, and Snails.
Knuckles takes a deep breath. Well, he thinks, here goes nothing. Knuckles enters stage left. He speaks.
I am Cuckles the Echidna. I have a secret. I am in love with Shamey, but she is loved by my best friend, Tonic.
Enters Amy, stage right. She takes center stage.
I'm Shamey the Hedgehog. I also have a secret. I am in love with Cuckles, but he is Tonic's best friend. I also believe Tonic loves me!
She looks at Sonic in the audience.
But he isn't for me.
Knuckles slash Cuckles and Amy slash Shamey meet together on stage right, holding hands. Tails Snails begins to speak.
As you can see, there is a love issue occurring. The two lovers decide to date, but keep it apart from Tonic. Ah, here he comes now.
Tails motions to stage right. Dr. Eggman, aka Tonic, waltzes on stage.
Ah, yes, it is I, Tonic the Hedgehog,
yells Dr. Eggman.
Oh, God.
He makes his way in between the two lovers, breaking them apart.
I am clueless to most things, says Eggman slash Tonic, but I'm still great.
Tails flies over to the threesome.
That leaves me. I am Snails the Fox. I am the best friend of all, and I know all. You see, Cuckles and Shamey came to me when they started dating and told me everything.
I support them 100% all the way, home run, touchdown, score.
The cast takes a seat at the table, center stage. Amy slash Shamey begins to speak.
Tonic, Cuckles, I would like to talk to you about something.
Eggman slash Tonic smiles.
What is it, Shamey?
Knuckles slash Cuckles and Amy slash Shamey stand up and share a kiss. The audience goes, ooh! Eggman slash Tonic stands up and walks close to the couple.
You mean to tell me you two are dating?
Amy gulps. She is falling out of character.
Goop, goop, goop. Yes, Cuckles and I are dating.
Stop this play!
Screams Sonic. He runs up on stage.
Oh my god. Audience interaction.
Chapter 14. Showtime, part 2. Amy backs up, frightened by Sonic's speed and visible anger. Without hesitation, Sonic immediately goes towards the scared actress. Tears start streaming down her face, and her breathing becomes shallow.
My worst nightmare is coming true,
Amy whispers. Knuckles quickly moves in between Amy and Sonic, hoping that whatever is about to happen will happen to him. Sonic, let's not do or say anything we're gonna regret, okay? The blue blur rolls his eyes and pushes Knuckles out of the way. He moves so fast that he is toe-to-toe with Miss Rose, not losing eye contact.
Amy, what the heck is this?
He spurts out. Eggman quickly moves towards the two.
Sonic, take a deep breath. Let us finish the play and then...
Sonic shoots his head towards the tall doctor, who is dressed in Sonic cosplay.
Do not tell me to calm down right now, Ivo!
Eggman, shocked not only by Sonic's boldness, but also by hearing his government first name, blinks and steps back out of line. Tails gulps and quietly to himself whispers,
goop, goop. I fear this is a battle friends cannot help.
Eggman pats Miles' back, government name again, hoping to bring him some comfort.
They're
Sonic?
Close.
Knuckles starts to speak, only for Sonic to cut him off.
Shut it, Nux! I want to hear it from her!
He points to Amy, her eyes widen, tears still flowing. Oh. She takes a deep breath and takes Knuckles' hand.
Sonic, Knuckles and I are dating. We have been for about 6 months now.
6 months, 47 days, 4 hours, and 23 minutes to be exact,
Knuckles states, trying to jump back into the conversation. Ooh. Sonic looks at the ground, silent. The audience, realizing this isn't part of the play, slowly start to exit. They're like, ew, it's getting a little...
Sheesh!
We should get out of here. Look at the time. Leaving the actors and subject matter alone in the black box theater. Minutes pass, although to the lovers and friends, it feels like hours. Slowly, Sonic raises his head, looking at the couple.
Why? Why would you do this to me?
He questions. Knuckles speaks up quietly.
It just sort of happened. We didn't mean to hurt you. We just... didn't know how to tell you.
Tails chimes in.
We thought a play might be a nice icebreaker to the situation.
Sonic tears up, barely able to speak.
I thought we were friends,
he questions to Knuckles. Amy slowly moves towards him, reaching out to give him a comforting touch on the shoulder, only for Sonic to back up.
Dude. Don't you dare touch me, he cries. You are the last thing I want right now.
The heartbroken boy runs out. Amy falls to her knees and sobs. One by one, the stage lights turn off. And just like Sonic, they are all left in the dark.
Damn, I ate with that line. That's kind of crazy.
Chapter 15. The worst kind of conversation. Knuckles runs to Amy, bending down and holding her close.
Don't cry, my love, he whispers to her. It will all be okay.
Amy's sobs stop. The room becomes silent.
I knew this would happen,
said Amy, slowly raising from the ground.
I should have listened to my gut and just stayed away from you.
Knuckles starts to tear up, pained by Amy's words.
Amy, Knuckles quietly spoke. You don't mean that. He starts to take a step towards her, but she quickly takes one back.
We have ruined a friendship, Knuckles. We have both hurt someone we both loved.
Knuckles shakes his head no. He can't believe what he's hearing. After all they went through, all they worked for. Knuckles looked to his two friends and co-stars who have remained on stage, hoping for some sort of help or advice as to what to do.
I think we should leave,
said Tails, whispered to Robotnik. The gentlemen leave quickly and quietly, leaving the fighting lovers to themselves.
Look,
Amy continued.
It's clear this is a problem. I never wanted to hurt Sonic. He's just as important to me as you are.
These words cut Knuckles like a knife. Just as important to you than me? Knuckles pointedly questioned. Amy, I love you. Why does he matter? It's just Sonic. What do you two even have? Knuckles visibly gets more and more frustrated and hurt with each word. Tell me, why are you wanting to end this? Please give me one good reason. Without another second passing, Amy speaks.
He kissed me.
Knuckles' breath leaves his body. I'm sorry. What? Amy starts to cry.
He came to my dressing room before Curtin called to tell me break a leg, and he just kissed me.
Oh, so you cheated on me, Knuckles replies. Oh. He shakes his head and starts to exit the stage. Amy runs towards him, sobbing.
Knuckles, stop. It wasn't like that. Please.
Knuckles pauses. He takes a deep breath and says, if it wasn't, you would have told me immediately. Instead, you kept it to yourself. That has to mean something. Amy puts her hand on Knuckles' shoulder.
Don't do this,
she mutters. But it's too late. The damage is done.
Damn, this is getting really good.
Yeah, pop off, Constant Stream.
I know, really. Can't wait to rate this at the end.
Chapter 16, Time is Slow. Weeks went by, and not a word was shared between any of the roommates. The house was filled with silence, and the hallways remained dark, even when the sunlight creeped in through the windows.
I'm a queen.
Radiohead reference. Sonic wasn't around. In fact, nobody knew where he went after running away from the performance. Everyone had their own guesses as to where he ran off to. Knuckles thought he was hiding at Eggman's, but he kept that conspiracy to himself. Tails tried to start friendly banter between the lost lovers at the start of the quiet days, but quickly became discouraged. Things were weird. The only time they spent together was at meals. But even those were short and far apart. Other than that, everyone stayed in their corners of the house. One day, something changed. At a normally hushed breakfast, Knuckles decided to speak. As the three sat around a kitchen table, Knuckles began to think. This is silly, he thought. I should just say something. I can't take this any longer. I want to be with her again. And with that final thought, he cleared his throat. Kind of a nice day today, isn't it? Knuckles said softly in between long sips from his coffee. Tails' head shot up, surprised at the comment.
Yes!
He immediately replied. Knuckles jumped at the yell. Even Amy did. Both giggled a little bit, but quickly stifled it. The tension was thick and heavy. Neither wanted to speak, but both were yearning for it. After a long choir inhalation.
Wait, what? Okay. Sorry.
Was that supposed to be quiet?
Yes. Is choir a real word?
No.
The context clues, bitch.
Read it as it's written. I thought that was a rule.
Sorry. Apologies.
So, after Continue. A long queer. You know, is that better?
Whoa!
After a long choir inhalation.
It is almost June.
Amy chimed in.
Quite sunny. Quite sunny.
Sorry. Knuckles' eyes softened when looking at his rose. Maybe things would be okay. He hoped. Chapter 17. Private Betrayal. More time passes, and still the two ex-lovers remain cold to one another. Months have gone by. Almost the same amount of time has gone by since we started reading this. No missions have been taken.
Shut up!
Dr. Eggman seemed to respect the mourning of the Boo. Lost love. However, something within Amy eventually changed. It was 2 a.m. Amy was experiencing one of those nights where the mind doesn't seem to want to stop racing. Yeah, I know those. Her brain seemed to wander. Heard. Word. Relatable. Her brain seemed to wander through thoughts she didn't want, finding places she didn't know existed. One thought in particular kept repeating.
What if I am supposed to be with Sonic?
She questioned.
Everyone seemed to believe we were together, or meant to be before Knuckles and I dated. Maybe they see something I just don't.
Amy started pacing around her room, keeping her eyes closed and rubbing her temples. She keeps thinking over the question.
God, I don't know what to do,
she whimpers. Amy never felt so confused in her entire life. Sure, she loved Knuckles, but Sonic seemed to make more sense. If everyone else considered them perfect, it must be right. Amy then remembered the kiss, see chapter 13, and how she kept it to herself.
Maybe,
she thought.
Maybe I didn't tell Knuckles because deep down I knew it was right. Like, Sonic and I are supposed to be together.
The toxicity of these dark thoughts kept pounding her noggin.
Knuckles was right. If it didn't mean anything, I would have mentioned it.
The distraught Rose slowly inhaled and looked to her desk. Slowly, she walked over and picked up her cellular telephone. New text message to Sonic the Hedgehog, 3:36 a.m. Amy Rose.
Hey, can we talk?
Ooh. Chapter 18, A Talk with Sonic. 3:37 a.m. Bro is awake. Damn. Sonic, I've been waiting for you to ask. Amy gasped both at the fact Sonic had been wanting to talk with her and that it only took him a minute to answer.
Guess he's not just quick at running,
Amy jokes to herself. The two text and decide to meet at Rouge's Pizza in 10 minutes. Okay, I was about to make fun. They were the only place open late besides Denny's. But after the play disaster, that didn't feel right.
Wait, why were you about to make fun?
Because I was about to be like, why the fuck is Rouge's Pizza open? But then you said, it's open late.
Yeah, of course I gave context. Are you kidding me? Please.
It's 4 a.m.
We've both been reading this fiction together. You tell me I wouldn't give context. Tell me.
Oh, I could start a list.
Shut up. Would you write it down on a piece of paper or a laptop?
Well, my laptop's open right now, so I think I'd use that.
It's open right now. Fuck them. Just read it, bitch. There's like three more chapters left. Get down it over.
Sonic paced back and forth in his bedroom. She actually wants to talk, Sonic muttered to himself in disbelief. Could it be about the kiss? He pondered. Or maybe she just wants to help. Maybe she just wants me to help her to get Knuckles back. The blue blur decided to keep his mind clear until he speaks with Amy. He puts on a fresh pair of gloves, tightens his laces, and runs to their meeting.
Sly.
The two end up arriving at the same time. As they walk up to one another, Amy goes for a hug, but Sonic holds out for a respectful handshake.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Amy says, putting out her hand while Sonic opens his arms. The two awkwardly laugh and decide to forget the whole thing. Sonic opens up the door for Amy and they enter. Amy orders a slice of pepperoni. Amy orders a slice of pepperoni pizza, whereas Sonic begs for a chili dog.
Please give me a chili dog. Please, 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 please. Rouge, please give me a chili dog.
I'm begging, please.
I'm begging, please.
Okay, the two receive their foods and they sit in the empty dining room. Faintly, the song Escape from the City plays. Silently, they eat, hoping the other would begin the conversation. Amy, being the feminist she is, speaks up.
So, Sonic.
His eyes dart quickly directly to hers. Yes? He questions. Amy takes a deep breath.
I've been thinking about things, specifically our kiss.
Sonic chokes on his glizzy, shocked at the reminder of what happened.
Sorry. He manages to get out down the wrong pipe.
Wow.
Amy smiles, showing it's okay. She continues.
Well, I've been giving it some thought. What if it did happen for a reason? I mean, everyone thought you and I were destined, so it's a sign, right?
Sonic looks longingly into Amy's eyes, carefully selecting his next words.
Amy, I've been thinking about it too, and...
Cliffhanger.
I don't know.
Chapter 19. Sonic and Amy.
Months later.
Together, never. Yeah. Amy sits and waits for Sonic to finish his sentence. Amy, I've been thinking about it too, and... The anticipation is killing her inside. She starts to feel a little sweat droplets fall from her forehead. Sonic takes a deep breath. I think you're right. Amy looks at him, puzzled.
How so?
She questions. Sonic places his gloved hand on top of hers. That you belong with Knuckles. Amy sits silent and shocked. Is he being serious? After causing this big of a stink, and trying to infiltrate their Nux-Amy relationship, he says this? Anyhow, she decides to be reasonable and hear him out.
What do you mean?
She asks, both genuinely, but with a bit of comedic flair, considering what's happened since the play. Sonic smiles. Look, I know what I did after the play and how it was wrong. I should have stayed calm and listened. It wasn't right. Not to you, and not to Knuckles. Amy sweats more. This is the last thing she thought would happen at this meetup. The blue blur continues. And, after lots of thinking, I fully believed y'all are perfect for one another. He chuckles. It makes sense. With tears of joy, Amy jumps out of her seat and rushes to Sonic, grabbing him in a huge hug.
Oh, Sonic!
She manages to blubber out. Sonic embraces Amy. You were always my best friend, Amy Rose, and you always will be. Amy wipes away her happy tears and sniffles.
I'm so glad we had this talk.
Amy yells with glee. The relief of not having the Sonic romance drama in her life is a very huge weight off her shoulders, especially because it seemed their relationship is back to normal. The two reconciled pals go back to eating their food when all of a sudden, Amy realizes something.
Knuckles still won't talk to me.
Sonic smiles. I think I have an idea.
The final chapter, as of now.
As of now. Chapter 20. Everyone loves the sequel. That's ironic.
Why?
Oh, nothing.
No, tell me. Why?
No. I'll let the viewers figure it out.
What? Did I misspell something?
No.
Because I was about to say, because I'm pretty sure I remember Googling sequel. To Wait, no, why? Wait.
Oh, no, just because we don't have a sequel yet, that's all.
Gulp.
Yikes.
These things take time.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways.
You start, Amy Rose.
Sorry. You have an idea?
Amy questions. Not quite sure where this is heading. Sonic stands up. Ahem. He inhales a deep breath, placing one foot in front of the other.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Bowing in silence, Sonic hopes his thought process came through.
Huh?
It didn't. The blue blur sits back down.
That was a quote from the play Hamlet. The play, acting, play.
Oh. Amy stares blankly, confused. Sonic sighs.
I'm saying we could do another play.
Amy beams with excitement and applause.
Oh, that's perfect.
She cheers.
That's going to be taken out of context. What a full circle moment. I really think Nuxie will appreciate the theatricality and commitment to the lore of our story.
Closing his eyes and nodding, Sonic gives a little in agreement.
No, I meant it more of like a Mordecai and Rigby, like,
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
So, it's settled. We're going to have a play part two, Electric Boogaloo.
Sonic asks. Oh, that's a question.
So, it's settled. We're going to have a play part two, Electric Boogaloo?
Sonic asks, standing up, putting his hand out for a shake.
Yes!
Amy says, taking his hand and moving it up and down. Together, the purple pals, blue and pink, head back to the house. As they enter the house, it is now 6:15 a.m. They see Tails groggily sitting at the kitchen table. Amy walks over to him and gives him a nice, gentle back pat.
Hey, Tails.
She says.
How are you doing this morning?
Tails look up to her, partially shocked since the house had been nonverbal for months, and partially thankful because it means things might just be back to normal.
Hey. Ooh. How are y'all?
Tails covers his mouth during the yawn. Then, realizing that it's Amy and Sonic together, snaps out of his dreamy daze.
Wait a minute! What is happening? Sonic and Amy together again? talking?
Tails flies out of his chair, taking flight. No shit. Amy quickly shushes him, taking his arm and running into Tails' room. Sonic follows. Slamming the door, Amy nicely throws Tails onto his bed.
Tails!
Amy speaks.
Quick update. Sonic and I talked and we're on the same page. We are staying best friends. Things are okay.
They look at each other and smile. Tails does too.
Oh, thank goodness.
Tails says whilst letting out a sigh of relief.
It's been months. I'm so glad to have some normalcy again.
Amy covers Tails' mouth.
Tails, shush. Don't wake Knuckles, please.
She begs. Tails nods his head, understanding. That's Tails.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Knuckles, Amy, you and he are still wanting to get him back?
She interrupts.
Yes.
Tails smiles.
Good, but how?
Sonic steps forward, boasting his chest.
With a little to be or not to be, my dear Tails.
Miles, Tails, Prower's face beams with excitement.
Just let me grab my typewad. Just let me grab my typewriter, Sonic Sphere.
Amy groans.
Of course he understood that.
And face palms. The three gather around the desk, discussing all that has to go down. To be continued, maybe.
Ooh, maybe. Yeah, probably. 7 more months. Wow. Talk about an amazing fan fiction that we've never seen before.
Yeah, props to Constant Stream for a fascinating tale.
Yeah, and a quite unique username. So, what would you rate the fanfic, Gustav?
Oh, I give that one a 10 out of 10, baby.
Oh my God, me too. That's crazy.
Wow. I especially think that guy who was reading Sonic, he's pretty good. What did you think, Kat?
Oh, I just loved it. I mean, like the characters were really like jumping off the page. Everything seemed like really lore driven. I'm really excited to see where it continues.
Me too. I think my favorite part was all the silence breaking.
Shut the fuck up. God, is this okay? On that note, I'm going to break to the end of the podcast. Yeah, cue applause. The laugh meter going off the charts.
Yeah.
thanks to everyone who listened.
Happy 1 year, Fixin' Giggles.
Yeah, happy 1 year. Woo! Maybe this next year we'll post more than 7 episodes. Gustav. So, as always,
I'm a busy guy.
Run. As always, if you want to drop us a line, our email is fixinggiggles@gmail.com. Stop on by, have a few laughs. And also, if you want to follow our social medias, we have an Instagram and a TikTok that have the same username, and it is @fixandgiggles. So, I don't have anything else to add. Do you, Gustav?
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, see you next year.
For the next anniversary, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought we're not posting this before 2025.
Like, surprise!
With your track record, maybe.
Psych! It's for the second year anniversary.
Anyways, I guess this is a bye.
Bye.